Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Derek Stroop. It's coming up in just a second.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Station.
Way down in her pajamas, close to the inseam. Way back up near the hood where she flicks that pain. Spurred a big boner made of girth and wood. Where I, Donnie Baker, learned vagina be good. I never used to put it where you kiss and tell, but I can bust a jar just from watching it swell. Oh no! Go, China, go, go! Go, China, go, go! Go, China, go, go! Go! I swear to God, man. The China be good. I went muff diving in her taco shell. Nearly broke his jaw cause I ate it so well. Put it in some paint that I got from Lowe's. Did her so good the bitch took two coats. People walking past would stop and say, Donnie Baker loves but JJJ, go! Go, China, go, go! Come on, chick! Go, China, go, go! Go, China, go, go! Go, China, go, go! I swear to God, vagina be good, and it eats like a meal.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin's in the performance room.
Hello.
Putting together some tunes. There's Tom. And Tom, we're joined by two very funny guests.
Where?
Right across the way there, sir. You know dang well who I'm talking about.
Oh, I feel like I'm watching Mod Squad. Yeah. One black, one white, one blonde. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Which, you didn't who's say who one now? Gray.
We have Derek Stroop from Harvest, Alabama.
Hello, hello.
And we have originally from Beechwood, Ohio.
Yeah, shout out.
Comedian Al Jackson is here with us. These guys are both doing some gigs. I'll talk about those coming up. But right now it's time to check in once again with Christy Lee. I love this news story. This is about one of those tribes that haven't been tainted by contemporary civilization.
A lost tribe.
Police in India have arrested an American man for allegedly trying to bring Diet Coke as a quote-unquote offering for an isolated native tribe. According to the Times of India, Mr. Mikhailo Polakov is accused of visiting the restricted island.
That's the American guy?
Yeah. That's the American guy.
Well, not every American is named Brent Lewis.
And I'm against it.
That's the problem, Tom.
Yeah.
He visited the restricted island known as North Sentinel Island, and the BBC says all outsiders there are banned from traveling within 3 miles of the island to protect the Sentinelese people from disease and preserve their way of life. The 24-year-old social media influencer, Tom's favorite thing, took a boat to the island, left a coconut and a can of Diet Coke on the shore, collected sand samples, and recorded a video before returning to his boat.
I see.
I think they should have let him do it.
Mr. Polakoff remained offshore for an hour, blowing a whistle in an attempt to attract the tribe's attention, but received no response.
He could have gotten a front full of arrows.
Yeah. Sentinelese last made international headlines, you'll recall, back maybe in 2018, when they killed a 27-year-old man. Do you remember this story?
I remember.
He was the same tribe.
American missionary. Yeah. That's yeah.
Same
exactly
tribe?
Right. Yes.
Wow.
John Allen Cho, who landed illegally on their beach.
Hey, mind your own business, buddy.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, these people, everyone knows they're Pepsi, not Coke.
Yeah, you got to know that.
You got to do your homework, for God's sake.
That really is the difference between life and death when it comes to the soda tribes.
Soda tribes.
I mean, maybe they felt offended that Diet Coke. You calling us fat there, Kemosabe?
Plus, these days, Coke Zero. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know there's a Pepsi Zero?
It's fantastic.
I had no idea.
I'm a fan.
I had it last night.
I just want to know, why can't the tribe from Ace Ventura Pet Detective come out here and find this guy?
Bumblebee Tuna.
Yes, man. The lead tribal guy, the Tommy Davidson character, right, you know, comes out with a spear and just hits him in the leg.
It's in Quinchu Ocha.
The thing I hate the worst... I love that y'all remembered that. Listen, the part I hate about this the most may be the whistle. Like, they should have taken him out for just the whistle. Yeah. I mean, could you imagine living on a beautiful island, never hearing anything except parrots and coconuts dropping, and then you hear a whistle? I mean, my gosh, we'd have roasted him over an open fire.
You would think you were under attack or something.
Sure. A whistle is a terrible idea.
That was always my favorite sort of cartoon trope, where they have the missionaries in the big pot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's kind of gone away. I think it's not politically incorrect, but it was always funny.
Well, sure. A lot of that xenophobia was funny.
Casual racism was funny back then.
Right. They didn't remove it because it wasn't funny.
Right. Tom, save it for Thanksgiving.
I always like to, you know, when the one guy would look at the other guy and say something.
Yes, I guess.
But doesn't that say something about the world, though, that there is an uncontacted tribe and the first person they meet is a social media influencer?
Right.
And as
so
you know, if they'd eaten him, I would have been happy. As soon as I hear that, I can't stand it. But did you see the thing a couple of years ago? I forget. I think they went somewhere on the Amazon or something and they gave them iPads and they, within an hour, had discovered porno, and they were all walking around showing each other.
Yeah.
I'm totally serious.
I totally believe that. I think that that's a good way to distract any tribe. It's just like, as soon as you get the internet, within 30 minutes, you're going to find porn. You're going to, whether you want it or not, and then that's all you want.
Yes. The Wakawikis are now known as the Alexis Texans.
The Wakamaxi. I see. This is a classic story.
Yeah.
What else you got, Christy?
Well, back to our bald men, if you missed that hunk earlier.
I'm one of those.
A falconer says a hawk that had been terrorizing bald men for several weeks was hormonal. The bird of prey repeatedly dive-bombed tall, bald men in Flamestead in the UK.
Did he think they were eggs?
Forcing some to start wearing protective headgear to avoid injuries.
What was going on?
The hawk
Think about it from the air. I mean, you look down.
Well,
what does he think it is? Is it maybe a turtle?
The hawk?
Don't they eat turtles?
I think Al may have nailed it.
Maybe. More so than an egg?
Maybe why he's would getting a bird reflection. Want egg?
First of all, what egg is the size of a head?
I assume she had a bad date with a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's a zinger.
That's as good as anything we've seen.
Come on.
I'm glad that they're not all good. I was worried that you were just too funny.
The hawk was finally captured by resident Steve Harris and falconer Alan Greenhoff. Mr. Greenhoff told the BBC that the bird was likely hormonal now that it's the start of breeding season. The bird, which is believed to have escaped from captivity, attacked nearly 50 people during its reign of terror.
Oh, so they weren't all bald people.
Yeah. Confirmed postal deliveries have been disrupted by the bird as it continued to attack people.
But they really were encouraging bald men to wear hats.
Yes, because they look like eggs.
Yes, they looked like dinosaur eggs, which...
This also sounds like a major excuse for any lazy bum. Like, did you look for a job today, Josh? This is an eagle.
Yeah, they were the Hulk.
Yeah.
I'd just be glad to be viewed as a threat. Hey, yeah, I got to watch out.
An escaped miniature dachshund has survived for nearly a year and a half on a South Australian island.
This story's been floating around for several weeks now.
Georgia Gardner said she and her partner took their dog, Valerie, on a vacation to Kangaroo Island back in November of 2023 when their beloved pet escaped from her pen at a campsite.
By the way, lucky they didn't go to Crocodile Island.
Yeah, this is much shorter story.
Bingo the dog would be lunch.
Apparently, Valerie was not seen again until a recent spate of sightings. Experts say they are amazed the dog has survived so long in the wild. Kangala Wildlife Rescue has volunteered its services towards Valerie's search, and they're still hoping that they can capture the little dachshund. Maybe she's having the time of her life.
Probably some kangaroo's emotional support animal now, and puts it in the pouch, takes him around with him.
Little fella.
Be having a great time.
Think of all the stuff he's learned on his own.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to think they go over there and she's hanging out inside of a pouch. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like just inside of a kangaroo, just cruising.
I like to think she's befriended a volleyball that washed up on shore. Or a tennis ball in this case, I guess.
Valerie is quite the name for a dachshund, first of all.
Sure. I don't want to know the owner.
I mean, that's one of those names. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like when you're looking for Valerie, you're going to have to sell me that that's a Valerie! I mean, did your sister run away? Like, who are you looking for?
Because you'd think it would be some kind of German thing, right? Helga!
Why, just because it's a dachshund?
Yeah.
Well,
just the name. I don't know.
I have an interesting premise.
All right. Okay.
Naming dogs after their breed.
Yeah, this guy's
a Labrador.
I would like to.
His name's Justin.
I'm about to. Wait till you see the magic that's going to happen here. I'm going to expand on a hack premise. Do you ever notice that they call dachshunds wiener dogs?
Sure, sure.
But when you get a dachshund, they come in a litter of six. But they sell the harnesses in a pack of eight.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, man.
That's
called
Thanksgiving.
Cerebral.
We're not smart enough. Yeah. Hot dogs come in eights, but you're close.
Chihuahuas are almost always named what?
Pepe.
Pepe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't dachshunds typically have a German name?
No, I have friends in tons of dachshunds. They've never had German names. He has a Stanley, a Sherman.
Sherman's kind of a German name.
Sherman Tank.
I really hate a dachshund.
Am I the only person that has an affinity for like a certain era of names? Like when you were talking about Valerie, I like that it was like mid-80s, Valerie, Pam.
Yeah,
Trish,
Valerie,
Barbara.
Family Ties, and
Stacy. Yes, absolutely. I like Tracy. I like those names. You don't ever meet a baby name. Yeah, you never hear a baby Val.
Speaking of that, fewer parents are naming their baby girls Alexa.
Oh, sure.
Apparently, due to Amazon's Alexa device. In fact, the name Alexa has suffered one of the sharpest declines of any popular name in recent years. Laura Wattenberg, the founder of the naming trends website Namerolog, reports Alexa stands alone as a name that was steadily popular but pushed off the popularity cliff. According to the Social Security Administration, Alexa peaked at the 32nd most popular girl's name in 2015 before plummeting to rank last year at 603.
Yeah, also off that list, Siri and Bluetooth.
off the list.
Isn't Tom Cruise's kid named Siri?
Yeah.
Surrey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She's got the fringe on top.
Yeah. has it reached the numbers of like Adolf?
Adolf.
No.
No, it certainly hasn't. Why doesn't anybody have a dachshund named Adolf?
Yeah, you would think.
Somebody does.
With your logic.
Thank you. I was about to tie that.
There would nothing be more alarming than a German shepherd named Adolf.
Yeah.
I would go, wow.
Well, I've always contended.
How'd you teach him to goose?
It's like those Lipizzan or stallions who teach the dog to goose step.
It's one paw.
That may be the most obscure reference in the history of this show. I've always contended this about hurricanes, and there was actually a scientific news story about this. None of you guys believed me, but they found that the hurricanes that had the more scary names, mm-hmm. people took more seriously. And the light names, they wouldn't evacuate. Yeah.
No one's running from Hurricane Jeff. No.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, we'll wait it out.
Yeah, they didn't really learn from Katrina.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Hurricane Jeff with a G, I'm not moving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy can't do anything.
Yeah.
Actually, farther down in this article, it does mention the name Katrina, which also fell off the map
after the hurricane.
After Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, of course.
And here we go. This is interesting. The names Karen and Chad are currently dropping off the map.
Is Chad a male Karen?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hadn't heard that.
It says, this says, Karen now has unfavorable cultural implications that emerged in recent years. Karen was the third most popular name in America in 1965. Now it's at 823, according to the Social Security Administration.
Man.
Karen is now synonymous with someone who is seen as entitled and demanding, typically a middle-aged white woman, representing several negative stereotypes. Hmm. Chad has become the same as Karen. I did not know the Chad connection.
No,
I didn't either.
I worked with a Karen on Daily Blast Live, and she was a sweet woman from Canada, and she was really hurt by that.
Yes.
Like, what happened? Because you think when it's not you, you just think, oh, it's Karen. But right. like when that's your name, like she was really like, she did not like that at all.
So I'm sure not.
Yeah. I wouldn't have cared.
Katrina was 87th. And then after the disaster, it's now fallen out of the top 1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe here, I'll say this over there in like those Russian countries, Katrina's still a popular name.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
There's a bunch of Katrinas.
Let's hit him with some hurricanes, huh?
There we go.
One of my childhood friends is named Katrina. Yeah. But that was, you know, she
did
was
you
named.
Call her, that was like 80 years before the hurricane.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you call her Katrina Katrina Latrina?
No, we never called her Katrina Latrina.
Wait, didn't.
You know, we're girls, Tom.
Are there male hurricanes? Male named hurricanes?
Yeah.
Are there?
Andrew. Oh, yeah, Andrew.
Oh, no, right. Wasn't there Enrique?
They're all over the map. Yeah. No,
they I thought they everywhere. Were mostly women's.
They're not anymore. They used to only be women, and then they switch. They've also retired a bunch of them in the last couple months. There will never be another Andrew, for example.
There will never be another Katrina.
They're in the hurricane ring of honor, if you will, or dishonor, however you want to look
at it. Let's bring back Chad then.
Let's talk with our guests. We have that over there would be Al Jackson sitting next to Derek Stroop. Derek.
Hey,
middle-aged fella, 40 years of age.
40
is that
years
middle-aged
of age.
Technically? No, I guess not.
I mean, I guess. I not mean, really, what's not, life expectancy? Around 80? I'm probably halfway there.
You think you're going to make it to 80?
Not a chance.
I know.
I'm going to have a heart attack while I'm weed-eating around my tomato plants.
All that's all. Now, you're a Southern guy. Are you a smoker?
I'm not a smoker. I was raised by two people that smoke. I tell people these days we should bring smoking back. We were better people when we did it, you know? And I mean, I believe that. And we smoked them at the wrong time. We smoked them when I feel like the world was great, when brick homes were $60,000, healthcare was affordable, you know? Now, we need Marlboros now, you know? Well, this is what I tell, here's my real, if you're going to take away mental institutes, you can't have $21 cigarettes. You got to have $4 Marlboros if there's no nut houses, okay? You bring back the nut houses, we'll go $30 Marlboros, but you can't. We're fighting for our life out here. Okay? I mean, we got to give cigarettes back to people that need it. Y'all remember back in the day, you'd see somebody outside of a gas station walking in small circles, smoking a cigarette. Oh, sure. You knew to give them a minute. You know? they were trying not to go to jail. This is I believe wholeheartedly about. I'm not talking about bringing them back to restaurants, but people. You go on a walk and look around. People need cigarettes, not vape pens. You get vape pens, it happens too fast. You get to that cotton candy immediately. A Winston 100, you're going to figure some stuff out. You know what I mean?
Bravo.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So true.
Yeah, man. I mean, I believe that. I don't smoke, but I've seen the magic of cigarettes. And people that haven't been around cigarettes, they've never seen a cigarette save Thanksgiving. Because it happened. No, y'all have seen it happen, man. Aunt Barbara was about to say something that was going to turn that dining room upside down. Yeah. But now she's out on the screen porch making a business decision. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Somebody's out there talking to her.
Yeah. Going, hey, Barbara, they don't mean that. Yes, they do, Tammy. They say this every year, Tammy. She's always been like that. You know that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, you know some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.